When I was a regular child, I lived in Kigali, Rwanda, and I was a precocious snoop. My nickname was Cassette. I repeated everything I saw or heard, including that my sister Claire, who was 9 years older than me, wore shorts under her skirt and played soccer instead of doing family errands after school. When she did follow directions, go buy tomatoes, pick up 6 Cokes for guests, she spent only a quarter of the money my mother gave her, because Claire, even at 14, could look out for herself. She understood value. She knew confidence was currency. She realized that if she told the tomato vendor she'd pay him less today, but return every week and buy only from him, he'd accept the bargain, she'd pocket the money, and they'd both walk away happy. She also knew life was harder and more costly when I tagged along. I talked too much. I tattled. I asked too many questions. I also had a lisp and was difficult to understand. Claire made fun of me, how my tongue got in the way. She told me to repeat words and laughed. We lived in a gray stucco ranch house on a gravel road up the hill from the market, near one of the few tennis courts in the city. The houses in our neighborhood sat close together, each with a red roof and fenced with creosote bushes, thick and dense, and trimmed weekly into tidy partitions. In our backyard was an outdoor kitchen, with a big sandbox in which my mother buried carrots and sweet potatoes to shield them from the heat and make them even sweeter. In the front yard stood a mango tree, old and wet with sturdy leaves. You could sit in it and it would hug you. Every day when we came home from school, Pudi and I climbed up and stood in the branches in what was then my whole world, shaking the leaves, pretending the tree was a bus that would take us to Butare, where our grandmother lived, about 3 hours away, or even to Canada. My mother was short and curvy and regal and poised, with high cheekbones like my grandparents, and bright white teeth with gaps between them, which Rwandans consider beautiful. We have a word for it in Kinyarwanda, inyinya. She'd fallen in love with my father, and they decided to marry against his family's wishes. My mother spent her mornings at church just up the hill, and her afternoons in the garden, which was her Eden. There she taught me the names of plants, cauliflower, bird of paradise, and how to care for each, which ones needed to be in the cool soil under the mango tree, and which needed direct sun. She grew oranges, lemons, guava, and papaya, hibiscus, plumeria, sanchezia, and thurium, geraniums, and peonies. I would pluck the stamens off the tiger lilies and rest them above my lip, the orange pollen leaving a bright powdered mustache. Saturdays, my mother dragged me, Pudi, and Claire to clean the homes of old people. The old people were so cranky. They yelled at us if we ate the fruit that had fallen off their mango trees. My mother didn't care if they were mean. She also took in girls from the country, young women who, before they married, wanted to spend a year or two in a big city with malls, office buildings, cathedrals, and paved roads, earn a little money, and see the world. These women worked as nannies, or they helped in the kitchen, or they cleaned and laundered clothes. My mother insisted that Claire and I learn how to do these chores alongside them. We were never to think we were better. I didn't mind the work. I wanted order in my world. Even at 4, I was compulsively neat, straightening the shoes by the door and re-sweeping the slate in the courtyard. Claire hated housework. She did not want to be slowed down. She had big plans and could not wait to break free, to go to college in Canada, where many Rwandans dreamed of moving, because it was like America, except that they spoke French. French was the second language Rwandans learned in school, as the Belgians had colonized Rwanda. If not Canada, Claire wanted to travel to Europe. Anything to live in Iburayi, Rwandan's all-purpose expression for abroad or away. Claire had a godmother who lived in Montreal, who sent her the most fabulous gifts. A watch with a silver band, a green rain set with matching slicker, umbrella, and boots. My dreams at age 4 were far less adventurous. I wanted to be fed ice cream and pineapple cakes. I wanted to wear a teal blue school uniform and grow into Claire's clothes.